Honourable Chairperson, honourable members, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Angela Peterson. I'm the chairperson of the Perishable Produce Exports Control Board, PPECB. I've got with me the deputy chairperson, Dr. Mona Mashaba, the acting CEO, Mr. Cyril Julius, the financial chief financial officer, Johan Schwiebus, and the GM corporate affairs, Mr. Lucian Janssen. The board is about 18 months into its term. I regret to inform the members that we've unfortunately lost one board member. Mr. Tim Riddell, who represents the marine industry, has tendered his resignation for personal reasons. So we have a vacancy, which we are recruiting for. In terms of our management, although we an all-male delegation this evening, we are well represented from a gender and a racial perspective, and I see our scientist, the GM of the lab, has fallen off that photo, but she's in the handout that was given to the members. So the team is settled. Unfortunately, our CEO, Mr. Stuart Symington, resigned in December to join the private sector. And the board has appointed Mr. Cyril Julius, a veteran of 20-odd years in DAP, and the PPCB is acting CEO, and we are busy recruiting for a CEO at present. I thank you, and I've requested that we be brief after the long day and the dinner we've had. So over to you, Cyril. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Honourable Chair, Portfolio Committee. Sorry, Madam. Honourable Chair, Madam Chair. Apologies. Honourable members of the Portfolio Committee. The PPCB, I'm on slide 4. The PPCB strategic plan was drafted under 2050, and this is to envisage that at this stage that our different mission and our strategic goals and values will stay the same until that time. I just want to reiterate that our first strategic objective is to enhance the credibility for the South African export certificates, that is what PPCB is due after we've done our inspections. And then the second objective is to support the export competitiveness of South Africa's regional products, industries, and then also looking inward into the PPCB is to strengthen the PPCB's capacity to provide a professional suite of services to our customers. In terms of our situation analysis, as a national public entity, the PPECB is supporting government's national priorities of job creation, promoting food security, and economic growth. We also are aware of the focused actions contained in the Agricultural Policy Action Plan and also the infrastructure challenges contained in SOP 11. To this end, PPCB has realigned its strategic programs. We've got now four key strategic programs, of which transformation and development is one. In this program, there's three areas, or focus areas. The first one is capacity building. The second one is staff competency, and then the third one is market access for smallholder farmers. In terms of the market access, in the coming year, the aim is to train 120 smallholder farmers in good agricultural practices, in food safety compliance, and also anti-gap compliance. From this school, we hope that at least 5 farmers will go forward into an advanced program where they will be certified as compliant and export compliant under anti-gap. However, why the pool of 5 is so small is that the main challenges they face infrastructure like running water, pollution facilities, pesticide storage facilities. If you don't have those infrastructure, unfortunately, you cannot be certified under SAGAP. Then we also have a draft project where we would like to certify in excess of 4,000 farmers, looking at farmers that's got more than 1 hectare and are producing surplus food. The value of this project is set at 222 million rand, and we have constraint in that we're still looking for funding. Another constraint is that we have still have to draft the database of these farmers. We have a database, but it's not containing all the farmers in this space. In terms of the legal landscape, the PPECB bill and the Agricultural Product Standards Bill is currently with Parliament. If this is...
Thank you. Got the 30 minutes. Yeah.
That's the right place.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's happening is that he's sharing with us a lot of information which is not on the document. It looks like we've got to be very quick in taking notes, otherwise it's going to be able to understand, you know, and be able to put questions. That's my concern.
Can I respond? Yeah, we'll stick to the presentation just for the members. The additional information is in the document that you can read as bedtime reading, but we will go a bit slower and as not to lose the members. Thank you.
Whereabouts in the document, sir? Because he's handling topics like we can see.
Yeah.
Now, how do we make instant cross-reference? If what you're saying, a lot of what you're saying is not actually written, so that now tell us which page to go to if we must read in our spare time. We'd rather understand it in full here. Because if you have just those four top subtopics there, and you're saying so much, we must know where to find what you're talking about. That's the whole problem. Otherwise, we've got a problem understanding fully what you're talking about.
But I'm currently speaking on to the quality performance targets that are on page 16 in the ITT, in the annual performance plan. There are a whole list of targets that we drafted, and the presentation was building around the targets and just give context to what you want to do and the constraints you're facing and so forth. But I will try to go a bit slower in dealing with the issues. Thank you. Thank you. In terms of the legal landscape, and I'm saying the PPECB bill and the Agricultural Product Standards Bill has been updated and submitted to Parliament, and we hope that it will still be passed in the near future.
Chair, there's an ATC in the PAC, there's a strategic plan, and there's an ATP document before the presentation. And the performance plan and the content that he's talking to is on page 4, is now on page 5 of that document on the... Page 5, he's talking about this legislation.
Unfortunately, we didn't do it that way. The information is there on the page you are. So we'll talk to the slides. We'll go a bit slower. And if you have any questions, stop us and we will clarify. I do apologize.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So these two bills, if passed by Parliament, have the capacity or the potential to change the business model of the PPCB. Currently, we are on the farms every day. It's an expensive exercise and it's becoming more expensive every year. So we would like to adopt a more risk-based approach in doing our inspections and our cold chain functions as well. So we would like to put more responsibility back to the industry in that regard. In terms of technological advances I'm talking about now, about the CPCP mobile project, mobile technology project. PPCB is currently in the middle of rolling out its mobile technology platform, where we want to equip every inspector with a tablet. So this smart wheel technology has the capacity to take PPCB and its clients into a clipboard, from a clipboard and pen era into a paperless environment where real-time information is given. It also has the potential to make the image of agriculture more appealing to the youth, and the fierce competition between technological giants like Apple and Samsung are driving prices down, and the PPCB is currently taking advantage of that. Environmental impact, I would like to quote from the NDP. Open quote, climate change is already having an impact on South Africa with marked temperature and rainfall variations. So I don't think this information is contained in a document, but I would like to say that in 2012, 3 million cartons of table grapes were lost in the lower Orange River area due to rain during harvesting. The following year, 3 million cartons of grapes again was lost due to black frost. And lastly, in the Ceres area, 5 million cartons of apples and pears were lost due to hail. These have a profound impact on the PPCB's income, as those that product cannot be exported. So this is creating havoc with our budget. I'm still with the situation analysis, the export market situation. Again, I don't think this is contained here, but it's important that we clarify this. Our volumes, the total export volumes have remained virtually flat over the past few years, and the PPCB's annual increase on average is 2% per annum in terms of total volumes. So the markets are recovering, but it's happening very slowly as consumers are still battling with the other issues and not actually buying fruit that is considered as a luxury. For instance, in Russia, they are still dealing with sanctions from the EU, and the ruble has been devalued by 30%, and that also impacted on consumer buying power. In terms of the BRICS alliance, Russia, India, and China is of importance to the PPCB and its clients. And Russia's exports of Russia has been declining. China and India has been increasing, but we're still facing challenges in those markets, and there's still scope to expand. The challenges with China is to do with the shipping modes. You can only send containers and the cold treatment and not bigger vessels. In India, the main constraint is that the import tariffs are set at levels of 30%, so this is a huge constraint for our exporters. In terms of the budget, over the 3-year MTA period, I'm just going to get that page 9. Page 9 is the NGF period. Over the 3-year NGF period, it is expected that expenditure will increase by an average of 11.9% per annum, and that will increase to 354 million rand in 2017-18. In the coming financial year, it is estimated that expenditure will increase from 258 million to 291 million. In terms of the income, it is assumed that total income will increase by 9.4% over the NGF period, and the 9.4% increase is based on an inflationary adjustment of 6% in our levies that we levy against producers, and a 3% growth in product volumes that we inspected. So in the coming financial year, it's estimated that our income will grow from 243 million rand to 285 million rand. And the tariffs that we levy against our producers will increase on average by 6% per annum. In terms of our risks, I'm trying to find the place there. I don't think it's in the APP. It's in the... But I'm apologies. I don't think it's contained in the APP. But the biggest risk of the PPCB is to protect the integrity of the export certificate. And this is mainly to do with the amount of volumes that we certificate. The mobile technology platform will create a more rigid platform to do business with our clients, and in that way we will improve the integrity of the export certificate. So we are currently rolling out that platform. And then a sustainable operational business model of the PPCP, I've spoken about the two bills currently with Parliament. Our current business model is not sustainable, and a more risk-based approach can be followed on the long term that will be more suitable for the PPCP. Then our strategic programs has been realigned, and the four programs were formed. That's on page 11. So corporate services is the first strategic program. It is housed all the support services like finance, HR, the ICT. And then the next program is operational services, which is where the core business is housed and the main income is generated. And then we have another program called food safety services, under which we would like to position TPCB as the food safety control agency of Africa. And then a fourth program, as I spoke earlier about, is the transformation and development program. We would still like to resource this program properly. It's a new program, but we realize that development is an area where TPCP needs to contribute. So we still need to properly resource this program. In terms of our focus area going forward for the year today, we would further strengthen our mobile technology platform. Getting more customers onto the platform. Currently, it's a voluntary system, so it's not compulsory. And then the next focus area is skills retention, and we said that we can live with a 6% vacancy rate, but we also need to upskill our people just to keep them, and we also bring in now looking at our immigration policy to retain our people as well. In terms of compliance, this is mainly to do with the functions that we execute as PPCB in the inspections and in the cold chain environment. We would like to have 80% of our staff, technical staff, certified as competent in the fields through an in-house program this year. The next area is transformation, and under this key focus area, we would like to define what does transformation mean in the PPCB context here. We're still grappling with that, and it's not only in terms of DEE, but also how we transform the business model and how we can contribute to development as well. And then the last focus area is cost containment. Under the 1820, we saw now that our expenditures were increased by 11.9%. That is also not sustainable, and we would like to decrease that to inflationary levels. And it's contained in the document, but I just summarized this here. Done, Marcia, and I apologize for creating confusion. Thank you.
obviously, not even the members. Long time that they've been here. You must understand the confusion. Even tiredness is there. I can read it. But members, that was the presentation. I'm now going to allow you to raise, to interact with the presentation. But just to clarify one thing, on your legal legal landscape, you have indicated that there are two bills that are the amendment bill, which is saying was, you are saying that you submitted to Parliament, or they're still coming, but we're not receiving this amendment, eh?
Madam Chair, it was updated by the PTCD, submitted to DEF, and our feedback from DEF as it was is currently.
It has not yet been received by us, so I just wanted to clarify that so that you don't say the committee is delaying our bill. It was not received yet.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, member, you can ask questions. Honorable Yongbu.
A question of clarity. You have said that you can live with a 6% vacancy rate. I would like to know what your vacancy rate is at the moment. That's the one. And the other one I would like to know is you've referred to trade with India and China increasing and Russia declining. Do we not trade with Brazil in terms of the BRICS concept? That's it, right?
Any other question? Honorable
Ramaphosa? Chair, because I could not follow the story here. I just want to ask something that I have always heard about it in this institution. The issue of your infrastructure upgrading, which we were told have been breaking for quite a long time because the infrastructure or the assets used there were old and outdated, and there were financial assistance for 3 years provided for that people. Is that finished now? Has everything been updated?
It's not the one. That one is OBP. Yes.
If I can just answer, honourable member, we are not funded by the state of all. We are funded by a levy by growers. So our 242 million rand budget is actually paid by our clients. So we don't ask government for a cent, but we have to account to the obviously the authority and to our growers, and they are very difficult taskmasters, I must admit.
No, it was confusing yourself and the OBG, so that's why, bad one, they are the same. Yes, Honorable Fersan and Honorable Juan.
I've got no technical question to ask. I just want us to note that the way the presentation has been presented to us has made it difficult, almost impossible for 1, 2, 3, 4 members to follow. I couldn't quite understand whether Young Blues understood the flow, but these four, definitely in the majority, would battle to understand it. So if it is important that we understand it, maybe they could come back when we deal with NASA, or we just understand that it passed through without us understanding it, for the record, just so that nobody will say in future it was presented to you, you had an opportunity to ask questions for clarity. Thank you, sir.
I wouldn't want you to approve anything you don't understand. That would be dangerous. I, however, would like to invite the Portfolio Committee to at some stage come and see what it is we do in terms of our technology and so forth, so that we can explain to you on the ground. Don't worry, we might even consider funding it. So, but please, we are more than happy to explain in detail. We have narrated the detail, and we've obviously wanted to shorten the presentation in the interest of time, but please do not approve anything you don't understand.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I think the point is made that if the presentation can be user-friendly, it will help us next time. But one of the of your mandates is to assist small farmers on market access, isn't it? And I can see
annual target 5,
quarter 1, 1, quarter 2, 2, quarter 3, 3, 5. I'm not sure, just explain on that one. And are we really assisting small older farmers in terms of that access to market? The other one, capacity building under transformation and development services. It says number of students graduated through the AETP. Are you able to track those students? Does PE, I wish there can be a shorter version of PPECB. Are you able to, because I mean they are students graduated and all of that, so that those students can again utilize in doing what you do, but at another level. Same applies to number of small holder farmers trained. Well, it's a bit different than that of a graduated student. So just clarify on those few issues. But please, if the presentation can be a bit different, we agree with the Honorable Filter.
Okay, the last for me, I was trying to look at this. I like this thing of alignment because I know we can do better if we collaborate and working together as a team. When we met with the NAMAC giving us a report on the trust, there was indication that you have the trust issues with the and you are dealing with the export market, and it's you who actually meet with Europe when they are saying you don't take this food to Blackford and all those things. I was just wanted to check whether in your operation are you able to assist those that are dealing with the research, particularly the farmers themselves, so that they can improve their products better. Just want to check that, whether do you invest in research and for your members in particular to be able to deal with those the challenges that you face usually on market.
We have one vacancy on the board, and we've just received the resignation. It was Tim Riddell, so that's a board member, and the CEO resigned in end of January, so we're in the process of recruitment. Cyril has been acting since February, and we're hopeful that we will make an appointment in the next month, in April at least.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In terms of the vacancy rate, we said we can live at 6%, but we only have that tax figure, but currently it's less than 6%. We've been filling a lot of positions now since January. So currently, I can say it's less, but I don't have that exact figure. And in terms of Brazil, we don't trade with Brazil at the moment. Brazil, for some reason, with citrus, Brazil is one of the largest producers in the world, but they we don't have a mandate to do that from anyone. That is something that TTCP now wants to do, to contribute to the national priority. And we want to train firstly 120 farmers on good agricultural practices. So we want to contribute. So we want first we want to train 120 farmers on good agricultural practices, food safety, and SA cap compliance. And from that pool, we will take five, hopefully. If it's more, then it's more. But the challenge they face is infrastructure like running water, cooling facilities, places like storage, all that. So we hope that at least five will go through an advanced program where they can export. Then in terms of the capacity building and the export technologies program, this is actually a feeder program for our inspectors. So we can employ most of those people into the PPCB. But those that we don't employ, yes, we do track them, and they end up in places like pick and pay, software checkers, in those kind of environments. But we do keep a track on them because we would like to employ them later if there's a vacancy, if they don't didn't find permanent employment as yet. And then in terms of the research, there's the industry has got their own research bodies, like the citrus industry has got Citrus Research International. The PPCB traditionally did not actually research, but we did trials in the cold chain environment. For instance, at what temperature can oranges go to the market? At what temperature can pumpkins go to the market? So we've been assisting the industry in that. But that's at the risk now, a stadium where we only do trials on new products like pomegranates coming in, persimmons coming in, those type of things. But we don't do actually research, bona fide research, if you can put it like that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm not confused about your mandate, but I know that you've got interest in making South African products to be sold outside the world, and it must sold as the quality that you want. But there's been challenges on citrus in particular, and the trust itself does not have enough money to deal with their research. I'm asking a question: is it not on your of your interest to make sure that you collaborate with the trust to assist those farmers so that they can produce better and attractive products?
Madam Chair, we certainly work with the industry organizations like the Citrus Growers Association. We were quite involved with dealing with the black spot issue. Obviously, our role is to certify and quality control product that leaves the country to make sure that we earn premium prices in terms of foreign exchange. The PPCB does not have an in-house research capacity, but we do have, obviously, the laboratory facility that does certain mycotoxin testing, etc. But I think it's a serious question we have to ask in terms of should we collaborate in terms of making sure that we are at the forefront, and we take note of that, and I will certainly take it back to the board, because I think there's a case to be made for excellence in terms of establishing ourselves as a center of excellence, and research would certainly be one of it. Just on another point is we spend quite a lot of money on training our people, and as chairman I'm somewhat unhappy because our people get poached. So if you train people well, they unfortunately get poached, but we're happy to do that because they at least go into the industry and transfer skills. So it's unfortunately a win-lose situation at times, but that won't stop us from making sure that we spend a lot of money and effort on skills development. Thank you.
Similar institutions in other countries, if they are, I guess there must be. I understand your focus area is exports, and maybe just to be sure that countries with which we have got reciprocal business, so to speak, who export to us, have got similar standards for the protection of
ensure the health of South African consumers.
If you talk about health, we talk about food safety and quality in particular. Yes, we do have an international forum where mainly European bodies like Turkey, Germany, the Netherlands, UK, and a few other countries as well, where we meet at least once a year to discuss issues of mutual interest. CPCB is doing food safety audits at this stage to ensure that the food in the country is safe, and those standards are benchmarked internationally as well. So we do have that international forum. Thank you.
I mean, anything, members? I think we want to take the opportunity to thank you, though members, they were not able to follow. My view is that they are just tired. but we'll still have the opportunity to interact with you. There is an open invitation that you have made, which we'll consider it as a committee as we are going to meet. I think you need to move beyond and make sure that the quality, you cannot actually certify the quality in the market. We need to get away of looking at the quality where it happens, whether the people they are using the right manure, the right seeds, and all those things. That's where we should start. Then you are sure that you're going to produce more quality. If you have to include a levy, 2 cents, or add 2 cents on your levy so that you can assist those farmers, it's fine. As long as you are protecting the quality of the product that they're being produced. I think we'll be very happy at some point when we come to interact with you, we'd want to know how far you're towards that direction. And thank you very much for coming. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.